Lindsay on Radio Now. We just talked to Devin, who was on for Freak Show Friday, actually, and he was saying about how he's so cheap, and he got really gross. That's not necessarily what we're looking for. I mean, if I guess the cheapness leads to grossness, so be it. But 833-563-2539, who's the cheapest person you know, and what makes them so cheap? Kristen, thanks for calling in. Who's the cheap person?
Well, I understand the cheap part, but my comment is I think you guys have your next dare for the box of shame. You guys used a Taco Bell sauce and a water.
Why are you doing this to us? That is so cruel.
Because he came up with the best idea, and you guys could call it like Freak Show Friday Dare.
Oh, that is so nasty. Do you want to do it? Do you want to eat that?
Only if I roll the lowest dice.
All right, Kristen, thank you for calling in to Joe McKenzie. If you miss it, on Tuesdays, we roll the dice. Whoever has the lowest number has to face something we call the box of shame on Wednesday. Like, for example, this week I had to have a mystery makeup makeover, and I had to wear the makeup that the whole show put on me for 24 hours. So that sucks, but good idea. Thank you for the call. We'll go to Madison this morning. Hey, Madison, thanks for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539.
My grandpa will put his underwear inside out for multiple days so that he doesn't have to spend money on washing his clothes. He will keep the bath water in the bathtub so that he can reuse it so his water bill doesn't go up. In his trash, like if he takes the trash out, he will just dump the trash into the like trash can that goes outside and then reuse the trash bag.
I've done that.
Oh gosh, I literally have goosebumps all over my body from cringing so hard.
Oh, I have goosebumps for the amount of savings that is right there. I love that. No, Madison, do you know if Grandpa reuses the water to take a bath in again or just to repurpose it, like maybe to water the plants?
I'm not sure. I don't really ask because that's disgusting.
All right, Madison, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Who is the cheapest person you know, and what do they do that's so cheap?
Yeah, how are they saving that extra buck?
Kelly, you're on Joan McKenzie. What's the story?
Hey, so I have a friend who I went to college with, and instead of buying, like, pads or tampons for her time of the month, she will just take toilet paper and, like, put it in her underwear or something, which is normal, like if you don't have a pad.
In an emergency. Everyone has done that.
She does it all the time. Uh-uh. And she'll even, like, stick it in a tampon.
Okay.
And she's like, I saved so much money doing this, blah, blah, blah.
That sounds disgusting.
That's unhealthy. Like,
oh, my gosh, bro. This is so gross. Everyone has done a toilet paper pad in a time of need, in an emergency. But doing that for the entirety of your time of the month, this is awful. This is why we need free feminine products in female restrooms.
Okay,
there you go.
Now, I don't know. I'm asking, Liv. Are like, female feminine products expensive?
Yeah. Yeah. They're
okay, expensive. Well,
they're
it sounds
cheap.
Like Kelly's friend came up with a very good, affordable alternative.
I'm sick.
Sick with savings, maybe. All right, Kelly, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. We'll go to Josh. Josh, what are you doing, man? Tell us about the cheap person you know. Who is it?
Okay, so the cheapest person I know, I would say that my coworkers or friends would say it's me, because whenever I'm, like, coming to a point where I'm, you know, down financially, I'll switch over to what I like to call the rice diet, where I'll only eat, like, I'll buy, like, a 5-pound bag of rice for, like, $10 and eat that for a month straight just to save some cash.
Are you kidding me? Bro, you need to just budget better. That is insane.
Josh.
Even Pork Chop is eating better than you.
Yeah, when Liver Pork Chop's saying that you need to budget better, that means you're in trouble financially.
Wow, I respect it, though.
Do you spice up the rice, though? Do you put some soy sauce on it or some seasoning, or is it just straight up rice?
Sometimes I'll buy a bottle of that jalapeno ketchup and then throw on some Mexican fiesta cheese, make it taste better, but it's pretty plain.
I'll eat rice with you, Josh.
Don't you have a boyfriend?
I said I'll eat rice with him, Joe. If that sounds romantic to you.
Rice with jalapeno ketchup. Romance.
Love. Hey, Josh, thank you for calling in to Joe and McKenzie.